It was in the 70s. I had it when I was up my first year up at college when I just got my license. It was my first mobile 2-meter radio. And I would take it, it had a sliding mounting bracket, so I would take it out of the car and take it up to my apartment. And I'd hook it up there. And then one day I got a call from another ham, said, "You got to stop transmitting. You're coming in full quieting through the Ann Arbor police repeater."
Wow. Yeah, it's better somebody tell you about it rather than the FCC knocking on your door.
Yeah. So I took it over to somebody who had a spectrum analyzer, and I looked at it, and you couldn't tell the main, the channel you were on spike from all the harmonics, from all the other garbage. It was that bad.
So you couldn't even sell that radio, resell it, but who was the manufacturer? Where was it produced?
It was Clegg, C-L-E-G-G. I think they were made in, I want to say Pennsylvania, but I'm not sure. Well, their solution, I sent it back to them and said, "This is unacceptable," and they sent it back to me without any modification, and they included a external filter that was a just a bandpass filter for 144 to 148. And, well, no, I ended up selling it, and I don't know. There were a lot of them out there at the time. Some people lived in rural areas or whatever, didn't really care.
Yeah, well, I take it they're not in business anymore.
I don't think so. They had some other good radios. They had a 6-meter or a 10-meter, I can't remember. And I think they had a 220. But then they came out with to fix the problem, they came out with another radio called the FMDX. And they went completely the other way with that radio. It was actually beautiful inside. It was, each section was isolated with all kinds of grounding with gold-plated connectors, double-shielded coax, things like that. And I put that on a spectrum analyzer, and it was perfect. It was, you know, one spike on the frequency you're on, that was it. I mean, everything else was flat. But the problem was it all ran on TTL circuitry. I think it drew 4 amps on receive.